Well, I think, you know, it's maybe covers more than the motor industry. The motor industry, for sure, a lot of our young drivers are paying absolute ransoms for insurance. I even know of a case where one girl who's abroad had to test her car and insure it so she could keep her no claims bonus. So effectively, it's probably going to cost her 1,500 or 1,600 euro just to hold on to her no claims bonus. We've got a few other examples would be festivals and fairs and stuff like that. I mean, the premiums that they've been asked for are just absolutely astronomical. The cover that they're offering is very limited in many cases. You'd wonder what exactly has been insured at all. And we just have to look at other things, like maybe some social enterprises. I've been involved myself with the Craving down in Termin, where we have a fleet of bicycles that we rent out there in Glenveagh National Park. And the insurance has increased from 800 euro a year, and over this past 2 years it has gone to 6,700 euro. I think it's going to just cause a lot of small businesses to collapse, Catherine.
In terms of what the government are doing at the minute, we know that raids were carried out at various companies up in Dublin in recent weeks. Do you not think that maybe we should see how that runs its course?
Well, you know, them things tend to move really slowly. And from what I'm hearing out there in the public, you know, talking to the general public, people are up in arms about what's happening. They're thinking the insurance companies are not giving them a fair crack of the whip. The increases in insurance, the percentage increases, are just astronomical. And I think the general public out there expect their local politicians to speak on their behalf, and that's what I'm doing here today.